USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow is falling in the Washington, D.C. area as a major winter storm makes its way up the East Coast. The storm affecting more than 60 million Americans from Georgia up to Maine. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy preparing his state for the worst.
If you experience a blackout, remember, folks, please immediately report it to your electric company. Do not assume that your neighbor or somebody else has called it in.
The New Jersey Democrat speaking there as that area prepares for 6 to 8 inches of snow. A Kenyan national is being indicted for helping plan a 9/11 style terror attack on the United States. The New York Attorney's Office saying the 30-year-old obtained his pilot's license in the Philippines at the direction of the terror group El Shabaab. The FBI and other law enforcement members were able to stop the plot. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 67,000 people were caught illegally crossing the southwest border of the United States in both October and November, a more than 65% increase from the previous year. That's according to statistics released by the Customs and Border Protection on Monday. The numbers included a 31% increase from the previous year from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Mark Morgan, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner, believes this has a lot to do with an upcoming Biden administration.
If you look at what the Biden administration, the policies are going to be, you know, it's not just about stopping the construction of the border wall. It's about providing amnesty to millions of people. It's about getting rid of the CDC's Title 42 order, the Migrant Protection Protocol, which ended catch and release. That is not an immigration strategy. Mark my words, that is an open border strategy.
Morgan speaking there on Fox and Friends. Tonight's Powerball drawing is set for $287 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, as the Republican-led Senate Homeland Security Committee continues to hear allegations of voter irregularities and voter fraud in the 2020 election, one of the witnesses testifying is Jesse Bunnell. He's an attorney in Nevada. He explains some of the irregularities in Nevada.
The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. Our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bell, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address database, among other sources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.